have my Bible.
Blog Talk Radio.
Need me read something.
Wow. No, we are ready to start. We truly are ready to start.
All right. I just want you to know I have a lot of favorite verses.
Lay it on us.
No, we're getting ready to start. Yeah, Phyllis reading. We'll never get back to the subject at hand here. Here we go. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to rise and make our pledge of allegiance like we do on a regular daily basis. And then we will honor our troops, and we'll be back with you here in just a moment notice. Most times this is how we start, by the assignment of God to always remember our roots as patriotic Americans. And, the Apostle Paul said, be careful that you let these things slip. And it's nobody's fault if they slip except our own. Nobody's fault. And so I encourage you, do not let these things slip. But the greatest way not to let it slip is just do them. If you do it every day, then they're not going to slip away, because it'll be in your heart. So if you will, join together with me now. I guess I got to share my screen. Well, all right. It's perfectly fine if everybody just works like they're supposed to work tonight. I command all of our technologies to function properly. Those of you that's on the Zoom with us, remember during a confession and prayer time like this, I put everybody on mute so that if you make a noise in the background, it doesn't move the screen of words away. Here we go. Here we go. We're going to start with this one. We did it. Rise together with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, soul, and body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen. Stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier, this moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me as we sing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now we'll pray our opening prayer that we pray every time we come. Here we go. Everybody join me at home. Say this prayer out loud boldly. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God. As the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And now we fulfill the Great Commission today. And Jesus speaks to us saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Pause for a minute. How much authority? All authority. And when all authority is in his power, how much is left for the enemy? Zero, zilch, nothing. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I am telling you, I am with you all the way to the end of the age. Amen and amen and amen. And now, let's pray. God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. We bless the believers in these nations: United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tunisia, Oman, New Zealand, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, China, New Guinea, and the United Arab Emirates. All the nations of the world. Besides this, 45 nations that we've just spoken. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious anointing oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments, It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there, in dwelling together in unity, the Lord commands the blessing on our life, life forevermore. And Jesus instructs us, we agree together for the victory. Surely, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This is like Jesus is saying it to you and I right now, because he is. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Thank you, Father, for your presence in the midst of our lives. And now we pray for our brothers and sisters in the international network of prayer and faith all around the world, in all of the nations of the world. Pray it with me. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your gift in my life. We bless every one of you around the world. Today's Tuesday night. Father, we bless every fivefold ministry gift that tonight is having some form of meeting. They're either evangelistic or a faith conference or a camp meeting or a revival service or a youth camp, vacation Bible school. Maybe it's home group night. Maybe it's a cell group night. Maybe they're just getting together for a barbecue and our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We bless them tonight all over this world. Stand in agreement with me, guys. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles. Pause. Stand up and apostolize. Some prophets, stand up and prophesy. Some evangelists, born again, boys and girls, get them born again. Some pastors and teachers, pastor them and teach them. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness right now, tonight, all across this nation and around the world, wherever they may be, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ, that I may be filled with all fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And now we pray for our great nation. Revival in the executive branch. Remove everybody that's perverted and wicked and filled with treason. Remove them all. revival in the legislative branch. Remove everyone who has lied against the oath. Everyone on either side of the aisle. We don't care who you are. Get out. You don't belong there. The United States of America is an honest nation, not a lying nation. We say revival in the Supreme Court, and we're already seeing that one. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, I declare over every staffer that felt like they got a promotion, and yet when they got to the Capitol, they said, man, I am connected with a wicked, perverse person. I got to get out of here. We declare it to you right now. Get out now. Get out now. Get out now. Get out now. Turn and run away and delete it from your resume so it will never be held against you. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare it. The eyes of their understanding be flooded with enlightenment. Father, I rebuke all political parties in your name. Help us be Americans again. Stand for liberty and justice and truth and righteousness like our nation was founded on. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. As we the people, united we stand. Say it again. As we the people, united we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom, right here, right now, June 28, 2022. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, we've still got a little bit of time. Let's just nail it. We pray this prayer all the time. And my brothers and sisters, we're watching this one take place and come to pass right in front of our eyes. Speak it boldly. Now listen. Look up in the corner at my little tiny square picture. Every one of us are a mighty warrior. And you might not have a M1 grand. Might not have an M16. You might not have an M4. Whatever the newest, greatest weapon was, is that the military is using them. You have the greatest weapon there is, and that is the Word of God on your lips in agreement with another believer. And when you have that, we not only overcome natural weapons, but we overcome the supernatural weapons, because they have no power against us. We have the name of Jesus. Speak this boldly with me. In the name high above every name, high above every principality, high above every might and dominion, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. I'm going to say it again. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Well, let's go ahead and move here. Move to all the isms. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. Not our Bibles or our rifles. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. Prayer ending secular humanism. We're going to take this all the way through and pray for the homeschoolers too. Pray it with me. God our Father, in the name of Jesus, which is high above every name, high above every principality, every power, every might, and every dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind the effects of the demonic actions of humanism that have dared to try to take root in our nation. We declare that the ecclesia, God's governing body of authority on the earth. We have repented of our sins. We are seeking your face. We have risen up and we are prophesying and proclaiming boldly the word of God against this rebellion. In Jesus' name, we boldly declare we will not allow the lies and deception, oh my Lord, to function hidden from the light of your word any longer. We ask you for transformative change to come into our nation and the ecclesia, the body of Christ. Give us educational leaders who will work diligently from within to change it and work alongside of the parents in the training of their children. Give us leaders in government who will promote godly change. Let's say it again. Give us leaders in government who will promote godly change. Uproot, dismantle, and silence those governmental leaders who have willingly accepted this demonic humanistic agenda. Uproot, dismantle, and silence those in the media that dare to promote the godless curse of humanism. We bind the perverse spiritual forces behind humanism, declaring that by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, the humanistic agenda and all of its yokes are destroyed by the word of truth. All of its efforts are dead from the roots up, and the believers will say like the disciples, "Master, that tree we cursed by your assignment is dead. With your authority, might, dominion, and empowerment, we prophesy the end of the humanistic agenda. The voices of the ecclesia will continually become louder than the voices of the humanist abominations. We are the righteous, and we are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah in us. We raise our voices louder than the government. We know as we pray, you hear our voice in heaven, and their voice is only heard by man on earth." Pause. I keep meaning to get this in there, because their voice and their prayer is an abomination to God, according to Proverbs chapter 6. We know you hear our prayers. We know we have the petition that we ask. We know you're baptized in the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith and take authority over this force of wickedness. We declare deliverance. Salvation comes today to those who have been bound by its deception. We believe that all across this land, a powerful demonstration of ecclesia will be seen continually. We ask for it. We declare it. We prophesy it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Isn't that something? And I haven't seen this font in over 2 months now, but hey, there it is. The prayer for homeschooling. Father, give strength, power, and understanding to those families who have rejected the indoctrination of the public school system and have embraced homeschooling. We bind all evil forces who try to force them back into the humanistic indoctrinated system. In Jesus' mighty name, we tear down the wall, the veil of misinformation and confusion, and expose the wickedness we bind it and render it powers in our school systems. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, I want to talk about this for just a minute. All right, let's try this. I want to talk about this for just a minute. Sunday guys, you're welcome. Felicia Eicher, Brother Sister Mary Pasterick, Sister Leanne, Richard Winslow, Donna Woodward, welcome. Felicia Guy, Felicia Al Barton's with us. God bless you, Brother Al. Love you, man. Good to see you here, man. We love you. Brother Dan and Sister Gwen, love you guys. Brother Roger. Hey, everybody. Brother Roger's with us tonight. We welcome all y'all with us in the mighty name of Jesus. I got my prayer partner list that I pray over all of you as our partners. I put it on this, put it right here in my Bible while we're praying. Put my hand on it as a form of agreement that God's blessing every one of your lives in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Sister Felicia wrote that prayer. My goodness, how long ago did you write that prayer, Sister? A long time ago. About homeschooling. And all across this nation right now are bills that are before state legislators that are asking and demanding that you, the mom and dad, get to have your tax dollars from your community that you pay and spend them on your children's education wherever you want to have them educated. And, of course, the teachers union don't want that because that would destroy their work because they're so perverse, nobody wants them to be their kid to be trained there. But I want you to keep your faith on that because I believe that should be the case. That way, you take your tax dollars that would normally be spent at that public school, and you train your children however it is you want your children, oh my goodness, train your children however they want to be trained. Automatically, that would put such competition into the education system. Public schools would almost all of them would be shut down because there would be so many trade schools and so many Christian schools and so many parochial schools and specialized training schools. The rest of them would lose. And I speak it done. You want to say it with me? God dismantle the teachers union. I'm serious about it. Some of you have children that are teachers and all that, but that teachers union is one of the most perverse organizations in our nation. And I encourage you, if you're wondering about homeschooling your children. Oh, I'm still on the dark shadow. Always remember to tell me if I got a black screen, guys. Thank you. And training them at home. I want to encourage you to get serious with God. Now, listen, I homeschooled my two children. And I think it's one of the greatest ways for children to learn. But it's a very, 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 very serious commitment that you're making when you do that. But it's worth the commitment to see your children trained in the ways of the Lord and in truth and righteousness and holiness and the ways of God, and for nothing whatsoever to be able to take you or them away from things of God. Now, no matter what, you and I have got to keep the pressure on in the realm of the Spirit. That's what all of this prayer was about, is we are keeping the pressure on the wickedness of this day. And, you know, one of the most interesting truths I've learned myself personally since we've been doing this is that a group of people, it doesn't matter how much somebody else would come and look at us and say, "How are you? What can you guys ever do?" A group of people who come together and say, "You know what? Let's get something done." God came down and confused the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Babel. But when it's children who are listening to his voice and doing what he says, he's going to empower us to do something that everybody else might look at and say, "Man, what's wrong with you guys? Who do you think you are trying to get that accomplished?" Well, we don't think who we are. We know who we are. We're sons and daughters of Almighty God, and we will get this mission accomplished. And I encourage every one of you. I truly do. I truly encourage that in your lives, that every area of your life, you get serious in a time of prayer and private conversation with God. Every area. In your marriage, in your money, in your ministry. Get very serious. In your health, get very serious with God. Because in this day that we live, there's a line drawn in the sand, and God is bringing everybody to the line. I'm going to say it again tonight, just like I did last night. And then I want you to turn with me to Revelation chapter 3. Those of you that are putting in verses, give me just a second. I don't have an accurate verse on this yet, because this is just coming to me by the Holy Spirit right now. I'll find it, and I'll give it to you in just a second. I'm going to tell you something. You and I are at a point in history where God's starting to divide the sheep and the goats, the wheat and the tares, the righteous and the unrighteous. And with Dr. Barclay's vision of the and prophecy of the two clouds, it is of absolute importance that you and I, anytime we find ourselves on the wrong side of anything, that we run immediately to the right side. Now, you might say, "Well, Pastor, I'm not going to be on the wrong side of anything." Well, I don't think I'm on the wrong side of anything either, but I guarantee you this. If I see anything that looks anywhere close to wrong side with me, I'm running to the glory cloud immediately. I'm not going to have one foot off the edge of worldly. Why? Because that thing can grab a hold of you and take you like right now. I am shocked at the number of young ladies who have been righteous women of God, but have never voiced the feminist views that they believe. And all of a sudden this week have come out violently as very blatant feminists. And I don't know who you are that's with us tonight, but you can't be a feminist and be a Christian. You can point your finger at me. You can say I said that wrong, whatever. But if you get into what they truly believe, you cannot be that and be a Christian. You can't be a male chauvinist and be a believer. If what I just said has caused you to come to a line, come to the line, baby, and get your life fixed. Because that dark cloud is sucking them in. The bright cloud, if you run to it, it'll draw you right in. You and I are the only ones that can look inside of our life and say, "I got to get me together." And, you know, the only reason that feminism was created. I want everybody to listen to this. Only reason feminism was created was because male chauvinism was there. The only problem is the ism of the devil, and so is feminism and ism of the devil. They're both wicked processes of the devil. What should both of them do? Both of them should open up this book and decide to be a man of God and a woman of God. And then you don't have to worry about it. If you're a believer and a Christian, no man will ever treat you improperly because you won't let him. But you won't act like one of these weird, whacked out, crazy, foolish, ignorant women or men on either side of this thing. Why are women saying them old, wicked, white, perverted politicians? Because there are a bunch of them. Yeah. Why do men say that wicked witch of the West? Because there are a bunch of them. Neither of those are a place a believer belongs. Revelation. Woo! Somebody shout glory or something. I need my Zoomers to come live and say amen, hallelujah, or something.
Amen, hallelujah, and you're the one that muted us.
Yeah, well, I have to mute you for the confession, but I welcome your amens. Here we go. Watch this. Let's go. I got to find the right one. Which church is it that says, you think you're righteous, but you are not?
It's the Catholics.
It's the Catholics.
I agree. I've heard that before, too.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Always helps when we have wonderful statements like that made right during it. You know. Just for everybody to know, I'm not against the individual people of the Catholics. We love all y'all. There's all kinds of you that are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit.
All of my children were christened Catholic, honey.
Amen.
The only thing is when they got old enough to read the Bible, they decided to be baptized and joined the Christian religion.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, watch
Amen.
This. I'm in Revelation 2. Did everybody say hi to Leanne? Everybody say hi to Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
How is this, Leanne? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay.
I would say loving things, but you guys would be like, oh, get a room. We got about 5 of them here, 8 of them. Here we go. Verse 12. Don't worry about that. That was a bad attempt at a joke. It didn't work. To the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, these things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. Coming at you with the word. Remember, the two-edged sword is the word of God. I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. You hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there these who hold the doctrine of Balaam, that is the false god of Baal, the demon spirit, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, to commit all forms of sexual immorality. Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which saying, I hate, repent, or I will come to you quickly and will fight against you with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Now, I want you to see this about this church, Pergamos. I always said Pergamos growing up, but Brother Hilton Sutton, who has been to Pergamos, pronounces it the right way, so I changed. Watch this. But I have a few things against you, verse 14, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam. Baal was the wicked demon spirit that forced people to give him child sacrifice. Molech was the god. It was a big machine. It had fire in it. They would place the baby on the machine. It would fold it up, crush the baby, and drop it into the fire. Now, America's not in that bad a shape. Well, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah. I would think that 435 million murdered innocent is something that's kind of this bad and worse.
Now, I was using a slight amount of comparison, because I could tell that I got somebody listening. Not all of our faithful people here. There's someone listening tonight that you just said, well, America's not that bad. We've never built one of those machines. And it's like Sister Phyllis said, 65 million counted abortions, 400 million that haven't been counted. See, guys, that's another whole population of the United States of America. And every time God sends a deliverer to the nation, the devil sends death to the children. Now, look at what it says about this demonic spirit. The spirit taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit all forms of sexual immorality. This demon in America is causing our young people and children to commit all of the most vile forms of sexual immorality that there is. And anymore, you don't even have to go far to even see it. Now, I want to pause for a minute, because any of you who ever watch one of our YouTube videos, if you see a comment that is a really weird, strange comment, and it's worded, and it's got a little link in it, do not open that comment, because that is pornography. And when you see it, report it, and then text me and call me immediately so that I can delete it. Most generally, I receive a notification from YouTube, and I have to say most generally, because I'll never allow it to be there a second longer than I know what's there. But I say that to you because why? They find the programs where Christians are, and then they have a bot, an internet bot, robot, that just goes through and throws those things in. And it's simple. It's just a couple clicks of my mouse and they're blocked. They'll never be able to come back. But why am I saying it to you? Because if you ever see one, let me know. I'm pretty sure I got them all. But if you ever see one, make sure you personally contact me immediately till you get a hold of me, because I don't want it there. The last thing in the world we need is for someone to come to our spiritual, righteous, holy page that we've committed for righteousness, and when they get there, have the wicked perversion of the enemy there. Now, why are we here, Pastor? Because there's a whole lot of people that you and I are going to have to deal with that are what's my word, Holy Spirit? Shapakli manustene badakava. Oh, they're church people. It's a whole lot of people that are church people that you and I are going to have to help see the truth. And they want to know the truth. And they don't even realize they're bound by this feminist or male chauvinist. They'll tell you, well, that's just how my mom acted. That's just how my dad acted. My dad teased my mom about being the Wicked Witch of the West, and she was always riding the broom. Guys, that's a demonic spirit. Get rid of witchcraft. Rid of anything that looks like witchcraft from your life. Get it off your shelf. Get it out of your decorations. Get it out of your videos. Get it out of your books. Cleanse your house from witchcraft. The enemy is coming for any seed that you got planted in your life. Pastor, this is two nights in a row. You've been pretty intense. I am watching people fall who I never thought would fall. And when I showed up again tonight, the Holy Spirit said, deal with this. If there's somebody listening tonight, I beg of you, it doesn't matter who's hurt you with church or religion. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about them. I heard somebody say today, I forget who it was. I was studying a message today, this afternoon after the program, and they said, think about it. If a hypocrite at church stands between you and God, you're probably going to go to the same place the hypocrite's going. And it won't be heaven.
And between you and God, who's closer to God?
Hypocrite. Now, let me say something about hypocrisy, hypocriteness. You are not a hypocrite when you sin and go to church. Going to church is the best place for a hypocrite to go, because when he gets there, he can get saved. You're a hypocrite when you sin and stay home. See how that spirit of religion twisted that? Why am I can't go to church this week. I've been a hypocrite. My God in heaven, if you've been a hypocrite all week, go to church. Go to church. You need the blood. You need the name. You need the altar. You need the people of God. Don't stay home. That's how you die. Never be a hypocrite. If you sin, go to God immediately and say, Father, I have sinned. Yeah, but Pastor, what if I have to do it 25 times in a day? What, you're going to spend eternity away from our God because you're afraid to say 26 times, forgive me, I have sinned? As if he doesn't know that you sinned? No. See, all we got to do is get you the revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you're not going to sin anymore. You will live above it. Why? Because you'll realize the revelation. My flesh ain't good enough. My flesh ain't good enough. And then you'll say, Jesus, your righteousness is good enough. And then you'll just say, like we say every night, I receive your righteousness and I live in the power of that righteousness. Man, all of a sudden, you'll feel that anointing come on you, and the Holy Spirit of God will come on you, and you'll run away from all that garbage that wants to bind you down and destroy you. There ain't no preacher who has permission from God to remove any verse out of the Bible. Watch this. Go with me to the book of Revelation. And let's go to Revelation 22. And let's go to verse 18 and 19. Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Sunday asked, what does it look like when you see that? It will have a bunch of weird sounding words and disconnected sentences and a little blue link, not a timestamp, a link, a little blue link that looks like a timestamp, but it'll actually be a link. And that's what it looks like. A timestamp has numbers. A link has a word, letters. A timestamp will never be letters. It will only be numbers. That's how you can tell that difference. All right? And I've been seeking the face of the Father about how to get it so I can have other moderators besides just me. Because it's perverse. But listen, I want to say this. I want to say this too. I want every one of you to pay attention to me right now, because some of you got a loose clicking finger, and you got to get that unruly clicking finger fixed. Because here's what happens: if you click on that link, now that website recorded your computer as having clicked on that link. Should someone ever say, well, you did this, and this, and they come to your computer? Now that link has been recorded on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone. If you don't know what a link is, don't click it. Because the perversion that's behind that wall is the most vile there is. And it's put there on purpose to trap men and women of God. And I've seen it happen. My, what a night this is. Do you know how good of a, you know how amazing of a message I have prepared over there? No? This is all right. This is good. I'm glad I'm saying this. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us. Watch this. Revelation 22:18, I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. Anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. Anybody want to join me in saying you don't want that happening in your life?
I don't want that happening in my life.
Now, Phyllis, point your finger at the screen so everybody can see your finger and say, you don't want that. It's a grandmotherly act. Do it.
You don't want that happening to you in your life, especially not to anyone in your family.
Now, there's nobody close to Phyllis so she could grab you by the ear like grandma would do and say, now you listen to me. See, God said, if you change this book, I'm going to add to you the plagues of this book. Do you know why he said that? Because he knew the tactic of our enemy would be to get this book and begin to change it from what it actually says. Keep reading. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life. There's a whole lot of people says, once you're saved, you're always saved, and there's no way your name can be taken out of the book of life. Oh, yes, there is. Take away from this book, and look what God is going to do. The way your part from the book of life. From the holy city, and from the things, the blessings, the reward, which are in this book for those who walk with God. Now, I can tell that tonight there's some people saying, Pastor, you're scaring me. No, I don't want to scare you in any sense of the word. But I do want to put an alarm ding, 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 ding. I want to sound an alarm to you that says, watch out who you're listening to. Watch out. Watch out who's leading you. You got to have people that are men and women of God that are leading you. You got to have people that are not way off on the left, way out on the right, way out anywhere. Why? Because it could be a very, very, very serious situation. And I'm so shamanda klemanisi. What's the right word, Jesus? I'm so taken aback. I'm taken back by what I've seen this week. And I'm praying for these, for the eyes of these other people, these understanding of these people to be enlightened and get out of this. It's amazing how many men I've seen this week jump over into the world of the feminists and act just like them. Men. Don't accept that screwy doctrine. Don't accept male chauvinism either. Become a mighty man and woman of God. I can read another one of these. Well, I'm just gonna read the next one. Might as well. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I'm now in Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. And this one is this goes all the way down to 18 to 29. This is the corrupt church. This is part of where we are today. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire. His feet are like fine brass. I know your works, your love, your service, your faith, your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. God tells them, I know what you are doing. 20, nevertheless, I have a few things against you. Because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality sacrificed to idols. Second church that God says through the Apostle John, you're committing sexual immoralities. These wicked men and women for allowing homosexuality and transvestites in the pulpits of the church. Wait, I'm an equal opportunity offender. These leaders of churches who allow sexually perverse members on the heterosexual side on the platform worshiping and being your leader. This should not be. You don't have to like me. I'm just bold enough to read this to you and love you through it. Just see, look how the Holy Spirit works. Just like that, I heard somebody that's listening say, I'm a pastor. How do I get myself free from this? Well, number one, you pray and ask God if you let it go too far. Because if you have, you may have to just resign and get out of there. And if not, then deal with it. Fast and pray. Get the plan of God. Speak to you clearly and deal with it. Why? Because you can't let this perversion continue to go on in the church. Can't let it. Keep reading. I'm in 21, and I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation until they repent of their deeds. So even though he throws you into that, you can repent of those deeds. And that means that he'll restore to you the joy of your salvation. He'll restore your salvation to you. He'll restore you to your ways. But you must repent and go the other way. 23, I will kill their children with death. The churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Do you notice who's making this statement? It's not John the Revelator. It's not Paul. It's not Peter. This is the Holy Spirit of, no, this isn't even the Holy Spirit. This is Jesus. These are red letter.
It's in red.
This is red letter. This is Jesus. Jesus is standing on the beach or wherever John was. And he's saying these words to our generation. Wow. The pastor. That's just mean. No, it's not mean. How do you have a pure church if you have a sexually perverse leader? You don't. Keep reading. 23, I'll kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, and the rest that are in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. But hold fast that you have until I come. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I'll give power over the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. They'll be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessel, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. See, guys? Only God knows the heart of every person. But when you and I know the flesh of that person, not only their heart, we've got to break free of the wicked perversion of our enemy. We've got to break free. We've got to break free. Chapter 3, verse 1. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira, no, in Sardis, Sardis. These things says he who has the seven spirits of God, the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but are dead. Wow. The church was still there, but the people in it were dead. Please make sure you're following me in your Bible. So I'm in Revelation chapter 3, and I'm in verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which, for I have not found your works perfect before God. He said they had works, but your works are not perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they're worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. I will not blot his name from the book of life, but I want you to see this. It is possible to have your name blotted from the book of life. It says that he who does not overcome will have his name blotted out from the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, Pastor, how easy is it for me to get my name blotted out of the book of life? It's not easy. You're not going to get your name blotted out just because you had a bad attitude, or you fell down and cussed or something. That's not what God's talking about. He's talking about God's come to you over and over and said, repent, 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 repent. And you've said, no, 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 no. No, just live a life of repentance. Yes, sir, I will do everything you tell me to do. You live that life, you will never be these people. Just wake up every day and say, Father, help me walk with you. I choose to walk with you today. I choose to walk with you today. Verse number 7. And this one runs down through verse number 13. This is the faithful church. Wow. Holy Spirit, thank you for your leadership tonight and every night. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no opens. When God closes the door, you can't open it. When God opens the door, no man can shut that door. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name, even though they were in the midst of wicked and perverse generation. They kept the word. They did not deny his name. And God said, I know your works. Indeed, I'll make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Say it with me. Even so, Jesus, do it right now. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. That's what's going on right now, man. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. And as it shakes, run to the house of God. Run to the presence of God. Run to righteousness. Run to holiness. Run to the presence of God. Verse 11. I'm in Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast to that you have, that no one take your crown. If you let someone take your crown, then it's obvious they can do it. This is Jesus. Let no one take your crown. There are wicked, perverse people out there right now who are trying to take people's crowns away from them. Verse 12, he overcomes. I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go out no more. I'll write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God, and I will write on him my new name. Woo! We're going to get the name of God wrote right across our forehead. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I'm now in Revelation 3:14 through 22. This is the next church. Revelation 3:14 to 22. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. To the angel of the church of Laodicea, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true. This ain't of error. Witness the beginning of the creation of God. Your works, that you're neither hot nor cold. I could wish you were cold or hot. Wow. So then because you're lukewarm, and you're neither cold nor hot. I will vomit. I will spew you out of my mouth, says the Lord. Because you say I'm rich. I've become wealthy. I have need of nothing. And you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. He's not talking about whether you have on a Christian Dior shirt, whether you got a pair of Levi jeans and a good pair of snake boots on. That's not the clothes he's talking about. He's talking about the robe of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of truth. That's what he's talking about. Look what it says, 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich. God don't have a problem with it. White garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. Anoint your eyes with oil, the oil of the Holy Spirit, that you may see. As me as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, it's 8:55 my time. I missed the first two, so we're just going to go back and get them. Why? Because this is Jesus speaking to you and me right now. This isn't an end times book that you only use it. You only use the book of Revelation when you're talking about, you know, the rapture. No, this is a word to the last days church. That is you, and that is me. God's specific word to these seven churches is a specific word to every one of us of what to watch out for in this last day. You ready? Chapter 2, number 1 through verse number 7. Revelation 2, 1 through 7. Most times I really get very quickly where it is that God's telling me to go. And I just missed it on these first two, but it's all right. At least we got it. Ready? Chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 7. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. That's our Jesus. I know your works. There it is again. And your labor, your patience, those who are evil. Anybody want to say, that's me? That is me. I don't want to deal with people that are evil. I don't like evil. I want you to change from being evil and come hang out with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Leanne, for putting that in there, that extra warning. And you have tested those who say they're apostles and are not, and have found them liars. 3, you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my namesake and have not become weary. You want to say it? That's us. That's you and me. We've been very patient and very faithful to do this work. And I just want to say to all y'all, thank you for helping us get this work mission accomplished. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 4, nevertheless, I have this against you. You have lost your first love. You've left it. Remember, there from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works There are works in the kingdom. You don't get saved by works. But after you're born again, after you receive Christ, after you are reconciled to the Father, your works matter because that's what you get your crown for. That's our whole theme for this year. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to their works. If you have no works, you have no reward. If you have no reward, you have no crown to present to Jesus on that day that we all bow down around his throne and say, you alone are worthy. That's the crown. You don't get a crown unless you got some works. Keep reading. I'm in verse 5. Remember, therefore, from where you've fallen, repent and do the first works. Or I will come to you quickly and remove your lamps, your lampstand from its place unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And we'll teach about the Nicolaitans at some point, but right now we're going to keep moving because we still got another church to do. Revelation chapter 2, verses number 8 through 11. Revelation 2 through 11. Thank you for all of your help on YouTube. Thank you guys for always putting verses in, helping us with the verses. Even if you're a new person, help us put verses in because that makes it easier for everybody else to study. And for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, we'd put a verse in for you, but like Brother Roger said earlier, it'd just have to be a smoke signal. Here we go. Revelation 2:8. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. Say it with me. My Jesus, raised from the dead.
Raised from the dead.
Buddha is still dead.
Buddha is still dead.
Hare Krishna is still dead.
Hare Krishna
is still dead.
Yeah. Muhammad
is dead. Muhammad
is dead. Sun Yung Moon is dead.
Yeah, that guy too.
You remember the Imperial Song? It won't be old Buddha sitting on the throne. Won't be old Muhammad that's calling you home. And it won't be Hare Krishna playing that trumpet tune. We're all going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon. It's a good song. It was a fun one. But there's a whole lot of...
I thought it was fantastic. You ought to get an award for that.
Well, they did win an award for it, the Imperials. That was a good song. Well, listen, what's the point behind it? Our Jesus raised from the dead. Look at what it says. He who was dead has came to life. That's the difference with all of those false gods that people follow today. There, any of those men who lived have died and gone on to an eternal reward. If they found God in the last moments of their life, they made heaven. If they didn't, they didn't make heaven. They're burning in hell. And I don't know the answer to that. Aren't you glad you don't have to be worried about that answer? I know your works in tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. The blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. They were bad synagogues. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. You'll be full of tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I'll give you the crown of life. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Dr. Sutton told us that there was a severe persecution that happened that was 10 days and many people died in it. But see, this is also a word to the church. Let's circle the wagons here. Cookie, put on some beans. Put a big slab of salt pork in it. Let's get around the campfire. Talk about what we learned today. In the day that we live, we must be filled with love and compassion. But as you see in Revelation 2 and 3, you and I are not supposed to put up with sin in the church. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And it's going to become of absolute importance that you and I very lovingly have the ability to look at people and say, listen, brother, sister, you got to get out of this right now, that you are living in sin and it's going to hurt you. It's going to destroy you. Amen, Roger. I stretch my arms to circle to be unbroken. Amen. I appreciate that. I said to someone lately, just recently, I said, you got to get some things going on here. You're beginning to let things that you once had. God's not taking them away from you. You're letting them slip because the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desire of other things, mostly the cares of the world are trying their best to choke us all right now. And you and I are the only ones that can guard our life and get rid of the cares and stay focused on the word. Watch this. 1 Corinthians 6, 11 through 18. I have the promise of my children to 1,000 generations. Thank you, Josiah, Micah, and Elijah, for the cup that says, Grandpa, you are loved, and you guys are loved. Just a little love to my family in front of everybody. That's all.
Is that 1 Corinthians what?
2 Corinthians 6, 11 through 18. Thank you, Roger, for asking. Oh, Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. That's messed up, isn't it? Return for the same. I speak as to children, you also be open. 14, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? It doesn't. What accord has Christ with Belial? None. What part has an believer with an unbeliever? None. When these groups of violent, wicked people are in the street destroying things, that's no place for a believer. In our Constitution, we have the duty and the responsibility to stand in public and to stand up for our rights and protest. But you don't have the right to destroy somebody else's property that they work for. That's violence, that's wickedness, and that's perversion. So, you the righteous, you've got to get away from those because you're in the midst of them. And we just had 14, well, let's just count it. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. That's one. I don't have these numbered. I'm going to do it. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? None. That's two. What communion has light with darkness? That's three. That's none. Number four, what accord has Christ with Belial? None. What agreement? No, whoops. What part has a believer? That's five. With an unbeliever, none. What agreement? You can't agree. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? That's number six. You are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thank you that you are dwelling amongst us and we get to be your people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. And I will receive you. I will be a father to you. And you shall be to me. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Brother Emmanuel from Kenya, God bless you, sir. It's good to have you with us tonight. Everybody say hello to Brother Emmanuel.
Hello, Brother Emmanuel.
Howdy, Brother Emmanuel.
That's awesome. It's good to see you, sir. Father, we bless Emmanuel and his church. We bless the believers there in his church. May they become such a tight body of believers connected in agreement, that they radically transform their neighborhood and accomplish the mission that you have given them to do in Kenya, Africa, in the mighty name Jesus. Look at there. We keep saying, all y'all come and let us know who you are. Answered our prayers right here tonight. Thank you, brother. Now, I got to be done. Now listen, tonight's word is not a word of discouragement. It's not a word of hellfire and brimstone. It's not a word of judgment. I don't judge anybody. I've been bound by things in my life, and let me say it differently. I've been bound by religious indoctrinations in my life that lasted a very long time. And I fought against those things with everything that I could. And the only thing that finally got me past those religious indoctrinations was I grabbed a hold of this book and I said, if it's the only thing I speak all day long, I'm going to speak this word until that thing breaks in my life. And I've got the word of God beneath it in my soul. So my soul speak the word of Almighty God. And you might say, well, Pastor, what kind of battle is that? That's not a real battle. Yeah, it was. It was a sphere battle. It was a battle of judgment and condemnation, religiosity. It's a horrendous battle. I encourage you to fight battles and win, no matter what you're dealing with tonight. As a matter of fact, let's say this right now. I'm going to pray. You guys get your agreement with me in this prayer. No, let's do it differently. Brother Dan, Sister Phyllis, Brother Roger, I want you guys to pray this prayer with me. Brother Dan, I understand if you can't, you might be driving. I understand that, but I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We bind the trauma.
We bind the trauma.
That may be in anybody's life.
That may be in anybody's life.
Right.
We command your power broken trauma.
We command your power broken trauma.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. Release your grip from our brothers and sisters.
Release your grip from our brothers and sisters.
Their life is free.
Their life is free.
To become the spiritual giant you want them to be.
To become the spiritual giant that you want them to be.
Unhindered by things of the past.
Unhindered by things of the past.
We declare this done now.
We declare this done now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And by the power of the Holy Spirit.
And by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, I like this thing with the Zoom because I'm getting two voices out loud speaking this prayer of agreement. Not that I don't have faith that when I say it and you're not giving an answer like that, that people aren't saying it, but I'm going to tell you something. The prayer of agreement is one of the most powerful forces on the face of the earth. And everyone who's listening to me tonight, if you got something in your life that is really binding you down and it's connected to a trauma from your past, then you back this up. Hold on just a second. In YouTube, it's about minute 138, 1 hour and 38 minutes on YouTube. Facebook. Nope, I don't have it. I thought somewhere I used to see a timer. I did not. But I encourage you to go and find this. Well, on YouTube or on Facebook, it'd be at about 2 hours. That's about when we started Facebook. Why are we saying that? Because you may not have caught the strength of that prayer when I was saying it. But the cool thing about this, hold on just a second. Let me write that time down again. Because I want to go back and put a timestamp in there. Always have your pen and paper with you. I want you to be able to go back and hear that prayer again. Matter of fact, I might even make a clip out of it. Have any of you been seeing the little clips that I've been making?
Nope.
Well, YouTube gives you the ability to make a clip of our videos that we make here so that if you remember how I've been trying to get you to put timestamps in?
Yeah.
If you're watching a YouTube video, here, wait, let me just see it. I'll show it to you. I'll show you this because it's real simple. That's the live video. Let's go down here and catch a different video of me. Let's see. I better be careful how I say that because I am alive, okay? Let's see. You see right there the scissors that says clip?
Yeah.
All you got to do is click that, and then it's going to pop up that little timer thing. Now,
okay.
You can stretch that blue out and make that blue timer thing a little bit wider. And what that's going to do is now take that, a clip of that video that's going to be that many seconds long.
Uh-huh.
And then if you look at the top of that, it says add a description. So whatever's in that clip, you just type a description in there. Watch this. And then it's going to say, boy, I just can't do that effectively here. I'll get it. My brain don't think good backwards. It's going to say, share the clip. Share the clip. I gotta push the button myself. And then it's going to give you the opportunity of where you're going to share it. All right? Now, you don't have to share it at all. But that clip will be saved on your YouTube account. But if you wanted to share that on your Facebook, share it in Messenger, send it in a text to someone, you could share that clip. And what it'll do is it'll send that clip to whoever you send it to. And
I
it'll be
the whole 3-hour sermon on it, honey.
What's that?
Oh, 3-hour sermon.
Well, right. When you share that 1-minute clip that you pull out, when you send it to them, it sends the whole message to them.
Okay.
With that 1 minute on the top. It's
okay.
Pretty powerful to do. And what ends up happening is you can take a little bite of a message and send that to them. And then when they get done listening to it, it'll say, listen to the whole message. Now, why am I saying that and taking time to do that right now? Because I want you and I to disciple every person who's around us in one way or another. And I know, just like that prayer I just prayed, I can go back now and make a clip of that, and so can you, and you can send that to people. And that prayer will literally set people free from trauma. And now they're going to be able to receive from God when they get that trauma out of the way in their life. Well, some of you might say, Pastor, I would never do that during my broadcast. I know it's all right. But it's okay because I would do it, and I like it because when I do it, it gives all y'all another weapon that you can use in your spiritual arsenal to help people know and find out who God is.
Woo!
Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God on high. Now, tonight is a very important night to hear this message again. Because it's important that we help people that are bound right now. Now listen, this is not people that are bound on the wrong side of abortion. My message has nothing to do with abortion. My message tonight is when you find yourself on the wrong side of any issue and all of a sudden you look around yourself and say, I'm in the wrong group of people. Leave. Dr. Summerall said, Dr. Summerall said once, well, he said it many times, if all else fails, men, when you're in the church, if a woman's coming after you, run. And one man talked to him one day and said, Dr. Summerall, thank you that you said that, because he said the other day I was at the church. Secretary called me on the phone, said, Sister so-and-so is here. She's come for a counseling appointment. It's on your schedule. Should I send her down? And he said, yeah. And he said, my secretary's office was across the hall. She always had her door open. I always had my door open because I was never going to be behind closed doors. He said the woman walked into his office and he said, afternoon, ma'am. I'm glad to be able to help you today. He said, as soon as I said it, she took off her coat and she was plumb naked. And he said, the only thing I heard was, if all else fails, son, run. And he said, out the door, I knocked over the shredder and the trash can as I went, but I was gone and told the secretary to go deal with Sister Lustful. In Jesus' mighty name. Guys, every one of us can pull people out of the fire. That verse, those verses that we read at the end of every one of our program that says some of them make a distinction, pulling them out of the fire. You and I have a responsibility right now to pull people out of the fire so that they're not forever consumed in the fires of hell. Don't judge them. Don't preach hellfire and brimstone at them. Tell them how wonderful our Father is. Tell them how great the blood of Jesus is. Tell them how magnificent the power of the Holy Spirit is. Tell them about Jesus' righteousness filling every part of you. Why? Because they'll want that. They already know they're bound. They already know that they've done wrong. They need to know how glorious it is on the other side so that they can find our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for this good word tonight. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Far beyond our ability to humanly understand this, we come to you.
Far beyond our ability to humanly understand everything.
We come to you right now tonight.
We come to you tonight.
And we open our hands and receive.
We open our hands and receive.
From your wonderful word.
From your wonderful word.
This teaching tonight.
This
teaching tonight.
Take all the human element away.
Take all the human element away.
And lift up the name of Jesus.
Up the name of Jesus.
And the Holy Word of God.
And the Holy Word of God.
Use us as humans.
Use us as humans.
To reach everyone. We possibly can.
Everyone we possibly can.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
And amen. We're going to receive communion now. Those of you who are new to us, we receive communion every day. You might say, Pastor, I've been really wicked. I've been on the wrong side. I've been going the wrong way. I can't receive communion till I'm a much more perfect. Listen, you ain't never going to be perfect enough for God. You get Jesus' righteousness, and he makes you perfect. Just reach out, receive it, and get your communion elements ready. If you just listen to what we teach you right now, you'll be ready in a matter of a few minutes to receive the communion elements. And we want you to be a part of it in Jesus' mighty name. Get you some grape juice. Get you some bread, unleavened bread, or a piece of bread out of your bread bag. We'll bless it and sanctify it in just a little while, and things are going to be good. This is how it works. I'm going to read the Bible. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, give you about 2 minutes of instruction, then we will receive the communion elements together. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23 through 28. If you look in your perspective platforms, someone there will put the verses in so that you have the ability to study them. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the, I'm quoting it and I got stuck. Proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. His redemptive work. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the trauma, the torment that goes with it. Because there's no fear in love. And there is no fear for the believer in the communion. Now, 27 says, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. You can't take that verse out. It's in there. But that's for someone who's coming here to mock our Jesus, who doesn't care about the process. For all of you who are here and you're going to pray and examine yourself, you don't even have to worry about that verse. It'll never be you. That's for the wicked and the perverse who come here to make fun. You're going to drink damnation to your own soul. Don't do it. For those of you that come and say, Jesus, I need help, you're worthy. That's the only prayer you got to pray when you come to communion is, God, I need your help. You're worthy. That's who the broken body and blood was for. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Everybody pray this prayer out loud with me tonight. I'm going to pray it. Sister Phyllis and Brother Roger will pray it with me on Zoom. You pray right along with them. And in 2 minutes, you're going to be right with God. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and mercy.
Amen. All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Let's all say it. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad to have you here. Now, I know on the inside, if you're like me, something's going on. Like right now in my life, something's going on inside of me. Why? Because you and I just said to God, from the depths of our heart, I want all of your love, your mercy, your grace, and Jesus to fill every part of my life. And he just did it. He just did it. Why? Because he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Yeah, he rewards you because you diligently seek him. Now, watch this. Now that he has come and filled every part of you, now it's easier for you to understand. Jesus, the light of the world, he just filled you with light. People say, I can feel it. Well, no, it's really an experience because your cells are receiving the life of God. Jesus is the author and finisher of all faith for everyone, and he just brought to you the measure of faith, so now hope and faith just filled your life. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's why when you're born again, everything changes. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I had that once, but I don't seem to have anymore. Well, that's because on the inside of you, you got to get your mind renewed to what the Bible says. That's all. Just stick with us because we're helping you get your mind renewed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now watch this. Jesus adopted you into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Right here, right now, today. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Literally. Like you are a member of the family. Jesus is now your elder brother. Well, Pastor, no, we got videos filled with the word of God to prove it to you. Watch this. All you got to do is just reach out and receive it from him. How do I live this life? Wake up every morning, look up at the ceiling before you get out of bed. Put you a piece of paper up there. Tape it to the ceiling that says, Father, help me walk with you today in Jesus' name. Start your day out with that prayer. Noon and say, Father, thank you for this food. In Jesus' name, I call it blessed. Thank you for your help. He'll help you. Pray over your supper at night with your family and bless God for it. When you lay down in bed at night, when you look up into that dark, say, thank you for your help throughout this day, Father. How did I do? And then listen to him. And it won't be long. You'll begin to hear his voice speaking to you down in here. Not in your ears. Not audible. You might. Some have. But it's an inner knowing that God is speaking to you right down here. How amazingly cool is that in our lives? That's my old hippie ways. Somebody else might have a more theological, philosophical way to say it, but I grew up in, wow, that's really cool. God Almighty just filled your life. And you are now part of the family of Almighty God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, you ready? Let's receive our communion elements today. Get your elements. Hold them up. I like to hold them in this hand like this. We'll bless them. We'll pray over them. When we're finished, I'll give you my website email address. Let's get their communion elements. Let's receive these now. Roger and Phyllis will pray with us. Brother Dan, if you can, but I know you may not be able to. If you can, you're very welcome to. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
I am healed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Got me all fired up. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Not every joint supplying in my body.
Every joint supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together tonight. We receive from you tonight, Lord Jesus. We receive from you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me, by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
Forever.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory be to God. You know, we haven't sang this one lately. I want to sing it. See if I can remember it. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing for sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Wow. I haven't sang that song in a while. But that's a good one. Cause we can,
I used to know all three verses.
I think there's five. I'm joking, Phyllis.
It probably was.
It probably is. I've learned when you start searching up how many verses are in hymns on the internet, there's a whole bunch of verses we didn't know nothing about in a whole lot of songs. Those of you that are with us, and that's your first time you see me, on the website, samueljmodel.com, it's just my name. I make it easy to find me. Put my name in everything. You might not remember the name of the gathering of believers, but you will always remember my name. And you can go there. The communion service is right there. You can read it out every day and receive communion with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And I encourage you to do that. I've had some times in my life when I was very low, and the communion was what just carried me through. And I would just say, I don't, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff, Jesus. But if there's ever been a time that the blood of Jesus and your broken body is working for me, it is right now in my life. And I receive it from you in Jesus' mighty name. My email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Now, here's an example. Brother Emmanuel from Kenya, Africa, sent me an email. Well, he gave me an instant message. But for those of you listening to us around the world, Brother Emmanuel contacted me. And what a wonderful thing to have our brother connected to us. And God help us reach Kenya, Africa for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Emmanuel and us working together to do the work that he's given us to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we love you, brother. We bless you. Bless your family, and all those believers that are gathered with you. May you impact that community greater than you have ever seen. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, if all 10,000 of you send me an email tonight, I got enough folks here. We all might have to take a few, you know, a couple hundred emails apiece, but we'll answer every email and make sure that we get the love of God sent to you, because that's who we are in Jesus Christ. I really want to have a call center where we can have people that's always answering the phone, but that's a whole lot of work and a bigger pile of money than what we have right now. If you have all of that technology and you want to sow it into this ministry, we'll receive it. We got some folks that know how to pray. And we'll get them praying in Jesus' mighty name. Until then, send us an email, and we will minister to you the love of God. We have three programs that we do. This one's called Establishing Your Faith, where we teach you about the doctrine of faith. The Holy Spirit said to Apostle John that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So that's got to be our number one doctrine we're going to teach you, how to overcome the world. And then we have a noon prayer program that's called Establishing the Walls of Righteousness, and rebuilding the walls of righteousness. And we pray for the nation. We pray for the church. We pray for people. We pray. And then first thing every morning, usually by midnight, I have uploaded what we call Read the Word, where we're reading through the Bible chronologically. And that's been a powerful program. There's a link in there to a playlist that will help you start right in Genesis and then you can follow us all the way through. It might take you a while to get caught up, but it's all right. It's worth it. And you binge watch stupid stuff on TV, you might as well binge listen and study the Word of God. I didn't judge you for it. I just said if you're going to do it for a movie or a group of movies, just do it for the Word of God and the blessing of Almighty God. You'll love it. It's a powerful program. And got a lot of people following it. We really do. And I think that's awesome. Share it with anybody you want to share it. It will be a blessing to you. Well, that's all we got. Not really. We got a lot more, but that's all we're going to give you tonight at this point. Sister Phyllis is going to read for us now our closing prayer and doxology. And we'll pray.
You beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
And forever.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. I just love those verses. You know what's interesting? Is I've loved those verses for a long time, and we met Sister Phyllis, and they had to be her favorite verses. And they've become all of our favorite verses. Close the program with. Now, one more thing to do. Hold your hands out like this and say, Jesus, I present my time, talent, and treasure.
I present my time, talent, and treasure.
To you tonight.
To you tonight.
I release all my faith.
I release all my faith.
That this word tonight.
That this word tonight.
Reaches thousands of people.
Reaches thousands of people.
And gives them hope.
And gives them hope.
I receive the hundredfold return.
I receive the hundredfold return.
That you said belongs to me.
That you said belongs to me.
To establish your covenant on this earth.
To establish your covenant on this earth.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Don't you just love doing the work of the ministry? Do you know how many people we helped tonight, guys? We helped a lot of people tonight. We might not ever see their names, but I could tell all night long that we were helping people in the realm of the Spirit get their lives saved. Not just born again, walk to an altar, say a prayer there, now I'm a born again believer. No, literally saving their lives from hell with the wisdom and the discretion that the Holy Spirit was speaking. I thank every one of you that were with us for your faith and your effort that you put into this program. Thank you, Sunday, for your help on YouTube. Thank you, Brother Dan, for your help on Blog Talk Radio. Sister Phyllis, Brother Roger, Sister Rebecca, Brother Emmanuel, Sister Felicia, Mary Pasterick, Sister Leanne. Oh, we had so many people with us tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wait, there's two more people. Brother Richard Winslow, Donna Cahow, Kay Hayes. We love you, Donna. Al Barton. I knew I had one more on there. Al Barton. Bless you, brother. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Well, got to run. I'll see you in about another 45 minutes for Read the Word. And tonight, hold on. Let's see what we're doing about tonight. Let me find where we're at here. Tonight on Read the Word, we are studying. Oh, you can move faster than that, computer. I believe tonight Oh. No, we're in Second Chronicles, and we're going to study Jehoshaphat's great victory. Yeah, we're over there with the children of the king of Judah. Yeah, it's going to be a good one tonight. This is going to be a good one. Read, come and read with us, and it'll be a powerful night in Jesus' mighty name. All right, that's all we got. This is what we say. Remember this, every time we come here, we say this. We love you.
We love you.
And God,
loves
you.
And Jesus.
And Jesus
is Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. See you
later. See you soon. Don't worry, that motorcycle did not run me over.